The court's decision will allow the state access to documents seized in 2005 at the homes and offices of Jacob Zuma and two of his lawyers. The original court order authorizing seizure of the documents had been overturned by a lower court in Durban. It also granted the prosecution access to original documents in Mauritius. These include the 2000 diary of Alain Tétart, then chief executive of the South African branch of the French arms manufacturer, now called Tint. The diary is thought to include details of a meeting between Tétart, Zuma and Shabir Sheikh, Zuma's former financial advisor previously convicted on fraud and corruption charges, which the court at the time linked to Zuma. The prosecution charges that at the meeting in 2000, the three discussed an annual payment of $77,000 from Tint to Zuma, which the state alleges was a bribe linked to South Africa's $7 billion arms refurbishment program. Zuma's lawyer, Mike Hulley, said in a statement, "The court's majority decisions have strong constitutional law imperatives which impact fundamentally on Mr. Zuma's rights." He said an appeal will be filed with the Constitutional Court. The court's decision comes just a month ahead of the National Conference of the ruling African National Congress, which will choose the party's leadership for the ensuing 5 years, and at which Zuma is seeking to become president of the organization. Consequently, there has been widespread reaction, including from the ANC alliance partner, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, which said the Federation's support for his candidacy is unshaken by the development. But other groupings, such as the Opposition Democratic Alliance, have called for the charges against Zuma to be immediately reinstated, or the ANC election of its leaders to be deferred. Alliance leader Helen Ziller told National Radio that if Zuma were elected leader of the ANC next month, it would have far-reaching implications.
The point is that it's not a party political issue. The president of the ANC could well become the next president of South Africa. And I think the ANC owes it to the entire country and all the people to whom it's accountable, its voters and other people, in fact, to ensure that the people who are up for president of the ANC are above reproach.
ANC spokesperson Tiani Rakotso says due process must be followed.
Well, as the African National Congress, we respect the court's decision, and as we have consistently maintained, the law must be allowed to take its course.
It is unlikely that the prosecution will decide whether to reinstate the charges against Zuma until his appeal to the Constitutional Court is concluded. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.